Okay, good evening, everybody. So we're continuing in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, and today we are doing Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos. We are in the middle of Sif Beis. Bez Hashem, today we'll finish up Sif Beis and try to do Si'ifim Gimel and Dalid as well. So the last thing we had learned last night was that it might be Aser at times, or at least Tov Lahachmir, to not even do Chazara right before Shabbos. If it's so soon before Shabbos that something cold would not have time to heat up. So the Rama says, but there's an exception to that Tov Lahachmir, top line of the page toward the end of the line, V'dafka al gabe kira mamish, that where we say that you shouldn't do Chazara on even Erev Shabbos, that's only if you're doing Chazara directly on the Kira. But if you can put it near the Kira, even if it's a very hot area near the Kira, that's going to be mutter. Even if it's right before Shabbos, even if it's just moments before Shabbos. When it comes to a Tanur, which again, we don't have a Tanur, the level of heat that a Talmudic Tanur had, but when it comes to an actual tanur, there will be no difference between putting it on it or putting it near it. V'dafku makom shayat zolad espo, so long as it's hot, so long as it's above the atzolad espo. V'leini atzolad esham shari afil b'shabes kmo she's glad to come on some shin yurches. But if we're below atzolad espo, then for sure it would never be a problem, because as we keep saying, there is never a problem with something that is below atzolad espo. So let's take a look at siv katan ayin hay in the Mishnah Brura al gabe kira mamish. So ha'inu d'bzei yeshosan chazar samach chashecha. When it's directly on the Kira, there will be some people that will say it's also to do, even on Erev Shabbos, when it's close to Shabbos. And the whole problem can only be when it's Yatzal Ladispo. When something is not Yatzal Ladispo, even on Shabbos it's going to be mutter. When it's before Shabbos, even if it's totally cooled down. And if it's not totally cooled down, then it would be mutter to do even on Shabbos, as we're going to see later on in Siman Shin Yuches, because of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. Siv Katan Ein Ches Ubetanur Ein Chilik. We said when it comes to the super hot Talmudic Tanurs, then there's no difference between putting it on or putting it near. Hainu Betanur Shalzman a Talmud. That's the Talmudic Tanurs. Kvar Kosev Zem Shul Chorch Sival Vel Shar Marilin Shia Vekan Marilin Chazara. And we already went through this, that Samuch is the same as on, but previously we were talking about Shehia, now we're talking about Chazara. Avotanurum But our ovens don't fit this category anyway, so we don't focus too much on what the Shulchan Aruch says about a tanur, because that doesn't relate to us at all. See if Gimel now. Person wakes up Shabbos morning, they see their chalent is going to burn. It's already burning, it's going to burn even more if they leave it as is. On the other hand, if they take it off of whatever heat source it's on, it's going to get cold by the time it comes time to eat lunch. What can they do to keep it warm and prevent it from burning? The trick is, here's what you do. You take it off, you put an empty upside down pot on the stove, and then you place the chalent on that empty upside down pot. And then you can put the chalent on top of that upside down pot. You just have to make sure you fulfill the conditions of chazara. So you need to make sure you don't put it down on the karka, so to be able to and all of that, and that it should still be warm. And we already explained that there are those that are knowing to be mekel, even if you did put it down on the ground. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshana, it's got to be an old pot, an old empty upside down pot. Why an old pot? Who cares how old the pot is? They assume that when they bought new pots, they weren't hard yet. They weren't fully hardened and fully completed. So when you expose it to heat, it's going to harden and it's going to be makabepatish. It's going to be a violation of making a pot. But in our pots, when you buy them from the store, they've already been put through the kiln, they've already been hardened properly. So we could be making at least b'shas adchak, even with brand new pots. The reason it has to be an empty pot is because if you were going to put a full whole pot on the kira, so it's fine as far as putting a chalent on top of that, but you wouldn't be allowed to put that full pot on the kira, because you'd have to worry about what's inside that pot that you're putting directly on a kira. So that's why we say an empty pot. Al pi akira, davile kira ki grufa uketuma. Once you put this pot over the kira becomes as if it's grufa uketuma. Sharek there is a semis as pi akira, because it closes off the opening of the kira. And then afterwards, you could put the challenge back on top of that pot. Because then it's like chazara on top of that, which is grufa ketuma, which is mutter. So with our ovens, you can also do the same thing. Just put something over the top of the oven, and then place something on top of that. As long as you have something that's separating between the kedera that you're putting there and the fire, and that makes it grufa ketuma. That's a blech. And the same is true when you put it into the kechlin in the tanur. So the translates on the bottom min tanur chimum shoyim alav oba ofi dafnosa bati kibul, that they have in the thickness of the wall some base kibul. L'toch hakechlin shabatanur. So you put something in the thickness of the wall where there's a separation. But the Maril says you can't just put it on top of the tanur. You also need to put another flat board down as a hacker and then put it on top of that. Rama will imply that way as well. And it happens to be Magen Avraham holds like the Maril. And it sounds like as long as you have that hacker of an extra thing that's mafsik, you can even do it. You can even put something initially, something cold out of the fridge on top on Shabbos. It means that even lechachila you're able to do this without. It didn't have to be a situation where your food is burning. And Rabbi Kiveger says all of this is only if the tafshil is still warm, because if it's fully cooled down, then you're not allowed to do that, because that's going to be bishul of a liquid that's been fully cooled down. Shelo yasim ukdal b'dinei chazara, just like we said before by dinei chazara, that you shouldn't put your kedera back on the ground. You should have it oda biyado. V'shetiyah rotachas ayin melam shumur sivkat nandal nagul lahakal melam stani gamri, that we don't require that it still be boiling hot, just that it hasn't cooled down entirely. The bir halacha over here is one of the most critical bir halachas in Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos. Bir halacha over here points out that what does it say over here that you could put this upside down empty pot over the kira and then put the food on top of that. Says the Bir Halacha in Dibra Maskli Yizar Shalo Yasim, Diminichan al Gabi Karka Yenel Shashem Chazar Kshorot Al Nicha Achar Kach Uketchil Asan Achadami Da Aser, that the Shulchan Aruch said, yeah, you could put an upside down empty pot, but only if you're doing Chazara. So you have to have all the Tanai Chazara. It has to be Yotu Biyado. It has to be Daitel Aksir. You know, we've been spending a lot of time to talk about Shehiya and Chazara. When we warm up food on Shabbos, it's usually neither of those things. It's not Shehiyah, nor is it Chazara. We're not taking something off the stove on Shabbos and putting it back on Shabbos. We're taking things out of the fridge and putting it on some sort of warming device on Shabbos. Where's that? Well, are you allowed to do that? So says the Bir Halacha, what you see from this Mechaber is that having an upside down pan is not good enough to do Nesina L'Chadchila. Because we said once you put it on the ground, oh, that's like a Nesina L'Chadchila, that's like taking something out of the fridge. That you're not allowed to do. So apparently that's a problem if it's just an upside down pen. It sounds like that's usher. Problem is the Mechaber Soser himself, because in Sif Hey, which we're going to see tomorrow, the Mechaber quotes a Rashba that says that you're allowed to put something with Kedera al Gabe Kedera on a fire on Shabbos, because the bottom Kedera is Mafsik, and it's not Derech Bishul Bekach, and it's better than Grufa Ketuma. Grufa ketumah does not allow a nesina l'chadchila. You're not allowed to take cold food out of the fridge and put it right over the flame that's covered by a blech. But you are allowed to put over an upside down, over a pan that you know that's below the pan of food that you're putting on. So it's a stiro. Over here he says no, and Sifhei says yes. So if you look at the end of the Bir Halacha, he says he found that the Prima Gadim is miyashiv this kasha. He says the Sifhei Shairi Balmedes Al Gabi Kederes Chamin Otav Shalom Nachshav Klal Komin Al Gabi Kiro Lachim Motar Aflitin Lechalchila B'Shabes Mashenkin Mirenei Shakder Reikonis Balmedes Raglisto Meschom Akira Shloya. He says, you know what the difference is? Is the bottom pan empty or is it full? If the bottom pan is empty, you can't do nesina l'chadchila. So if you just have an empty upside down pan over an open flame, you cannot put food on top of that. You cannot take something out of the fridge and put it on top of that. But if you have a chalent pot sitting on the stove and it's been sitting there all the time, you could take something out of the fridge and put it on top of that chalent pot. Because that's kedera al gabi kedera. That's not derech bishel at all. That's not mechzi kemevashel at all. That you'd even be allowed to do nesina l'chadchila. So that's the difference. We do allow kedera al gabi kedera when the bottom pot is full. We do not allow kedera al gabi kedera when the bottom pot is empty, unless it's just for chazara purposes. We would not allow it for nesina l'chadchila purposes. So that is the critical Bir Halacha here in Sif Gimel. It happens to be the Shaila is raised, okay, we're not going to allow an upside down empty Kedera, the Bir Halacha says, over a fire. What about over a blech? What if it's already garifakatum? And then on top of that, you also put an empty upside down pan. So does that make it far enough away that it becomes that you're allowed to take something out of the fridge and put it on that? That the Dirshu points out, the Orch Shabbos quotes, is a machlokas of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliyashiv. That Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that yes, that makes it mutter, and Rav Eliyashiv says no, it's just a bent blech, meaning it's still just a blech. It's just that it has a funny shape now because it goes up and down with the pot that you put on top of it. But that doesn't have a din of kedera al gabi kedera. So that is reasonable minds can disagree. Agree about that. Si'if Dalin, we're up to Si'if Dalin. Yeah, Si'if Dalin. Yesh lumchos biyala noagim lahatmin mivod yom kumkum shalmayim chamin v'nosno osam l'toch hakadeira b'shabes k'shatav shil mitztamek. We should really object when people keep hot water, very hot, over the course of Shabbos. They have it insulated and staying hot, and then when they see that their chalent is drying up, they pour it into their chalent to put some hot water in their chalent to make it more moist. So what's the problem? So says the Mishabura Sif Katan Pei Dalid, Rotzalomer Shemichin Vod Yomayim Cham Panisarich Laros Salon Tochatavshil. They prepare hot water from Erev Shabbos just in case they're going to need it to put it in the dried up chalent. Vidasa Shulchan Aruch Limchos Bezeh. Shulchan Aruch thinks it's a bad thing and we need to object to that. Dipa'amim Echel Yatzel Lezbo Vashayni Eni Yatzel Lezbo. Because sometimes one of these items is going to be Yatzel Ledes and the other will be below Yatzel Ledes. Ukshamara Echel Lechaveru Mispashim Zem Zeh. So when you mix them together, you're taking the thing that wasn't Yatzaledes and you're raising it to Yatzaledes. And that's going to be the violation of Bishul. Vayin Vachorim Shekosvul Dilithim Hashiv Vorlekamar Mitzim Shinri Chasiv Tez Vavbaga Da'anan No'agim Kaposkim Dimlon Tzayin Negamri Afilu B'dover Lach In Momishim Bishul Oud. But wait, we who paskin like the Ramah, who says that it's not a problem of Bishul Achar Bishul as long as the original item has not cooled down entirely, I don't care that it's below Yatzaledes. As long as it hasn't cooled down entirely, I'm allowed to reheat it above Yatzaledes. So according to the Ramah, it's going to be mutter, even if one of them is below Yatzaledes and the other is way above Yatzaledes, as long as the one that's below Yatzaledes is not nitztanin legamri. The Mechaber is l'shitaso, where he says that once one of them is below Yatzaledes, then you're not allowed to do it. V'cheinu ma'isim b'chol yom, sh'osn tocha karakitni yismarin alein mikli rishon rotov shalbasmi. He says, we do this all the time. We take a hot gravy and we pour it over our bean porridge or whatever. Vim kein, kibin shakitnis mikli sheni v'iri hu mikli rishon. And the kitnis is in a kli sheni and we're pouring from a kli rishon. Havle bishul, that should really be bishul. El al karchot, kibin shalon stani l'gamri lo shayich ba bishul. Why do we do it? Because since it's not fully, the beans aren't fully cooled down, it's not shayich to do bishul. V'efshar shal zek kibin aramah b'mashakasav v'ayin l'kaman sa'mashin yilches. V'ayinu den lachmer And that's what Rama means when he says we didn't even read these words. Right at the end of the sif, Rama writes, "Ein lekam on siman shiruches." You got to look at siman shiruches. So like we ignore that. What do you mean you got to look at siman shiruches? Says the Mishabura, I'm telling you what he means. He means that I disagree, and he assumes you'll read siman shiruches and you'll see how he disagrees. That as long as it's not l'sani legamri, it's going to be mutter to do. When we call makom mashim magen Avram b'maskanasa davshin limuchas b'yal nogim lahakel tov yosel linuk shalolar sarotchem inakli rishon lekar al mashim b'toch hakim b'kaf. The magen Avram says, I'll go somewhere in between the Mechaber and the Rambam. I'm not going to say you need to object, like the Mechaber says, but I think it's kedai, you know, for yourself at least, to ladle out the water, the hot water, as opposed to pouring it directly. And if the beans with whatever sauce is in the kara is totally cooled down, then even the Rama would be machmir. Then for sure you shouldn't pour straight from a kli rishon. You do it with the ladle, so then it's not a kli rishon anyway. And then it's going to be mutter to do. So what we learned tonight is, first of all, we said that you even though we learned last night that it's tov lahachmir not to put things in an oven samuch lechashecha, but you could put things samuch you shouldn't put things in an oven even on Erev Shabbos when it's very close to Shabbos, but you're allowed to put things samuch to an oven on Erev Shabbos, even though it's very close to Shabbos. Second thing we learned is that if your food is burning, as long as you fulfill all the Tanai Chazara, you could put an upside down pan in between the heat and the food, and you're allowed to do that. And the Bir Halacha pointed out, yeah, you need to fulfill the Tanai Chazara if you're going to do an upside down empty pan, but if you're going to put something on top of a full pot of food, then you don't need Tanai Chazara. You can take it straight out of the fridge and do that. And then the third thing that we learned was that the Mechaber and Rama disagree whether you're allowed to take boiling hot water that you had prepared from before Shabbos and pour it over your still slightly lukewarm dish that seems to be drying out. The Mechaber says no, because it's going to be a chashash bishul. And the Rama says, yeah, as long as it's not, and it's done in legamri, it's not a chashash bishul. As long as it's not fully cooled down, it's not going to be a chashash bishul at that point. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Si'if Hey. Have a good evening, everyone.